We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the footnote. And the Chafetz Chaim had quoted that if someone says, I'm donating this coin for charity, so that my son will live, or that I will merit the world to come, so the Talmud says that is a complete tzaddik. The Talmud says that's acceptable. So we discussed this already. Now in the footnote he says, V'lichova sugiyah tmuah. At first glance, that section of Talmud seems bewildering. Here, the Talmud says that's a complete tzaddik, and earlier in the tractate, or later in the tractate, it says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo'olam yasok adam ha'torah v'mitzvot afilu shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. The Talmud gives us the following rule. One should always deal in Torah and mitzvos, even if it's not for the sake of heaven, because if you deal in it not for the sake of heaven, from that you will evolve to ultimately doing it with the right intent. Mashma, what the Talmud seems to say, aval ze gufa einena mitzvah gemura, that the mitzvah is not a perfect mitzvah if you didn't do it for the sake of heaven. Our Gemara said, if you did it for the sake of that your son will live or for the world to come, that's great, you're a tzaddik. And that Gemara seems to say that, no, it's not perfect, but we hope you'll evolve and you'll perfect it over time. And then the Talmud tells us in Sota, Amru Rabbi v'Rava Letana, Lo titne parush ma va parush meira. Da'amar v'yuda amar rav, lo'olam yasok adam v'chulu, v'ayen b'rashi shamash, madim osem shum sachar, u'gamken b'chlad shelo lishma. The Talmud over there says we have a very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are certain things that are destructive to the world. Yeah. What's destructive to the world? All kinds of con artists. What does the Mishnah enumerate there? So the Mishnah enumerates okay, you guys will be interested in this Mishnah. I should quote it to you inside. It happens to be a very interesting Mishnah. So let me read you the Mishnah inside instead of giving you only parts of it, because it's a very worthwhile piece of information.
What you said, even if you don't study Torah with the right intent, isn't there a Mishnah that also says that
let's hear the Chafetz Chaim out. It's a good point. So, I don't know how much information to give you, but this is one of the very, very interesting sections in Talmud. We'll start with the Mishnah. You guys should really hear this. It's worthwhile. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Chassid Shote. We have the following things that are destructive to the world. The first is Chassid Shote. A fool who's pious. What's an example of a Chassid Shote? The Talmud tells us, a woman's drowning, naked, in the river. And he says, I can't look, she's naked. So that's the Gemara's example of a Chassid Shote. One of the things that destroy the world. Second thing the Gemara says, Isha Prusha. A woman that seems to be extra, extra pious, and we'll still see, the Gemara is going to explain that. And Makot Purushin, a guy who says, I can't look, the women out here are too impious, and he keeps bashing his head in the wall because he's not looking where he's walking. So these are the examples of people that destroy the world. The Mishnah wants to give us examples of what's destructive to the world. So the Mishnah is giving us examples of false piety. The Mishnah says, you should know, fool's piety is one of the most destructive things in the world. You want to know what's destructive to the world? So these are examples. So about this, the Gemara quotes us a Braita. Stam kach, if you want to know what's it talking about, a woman who has false piety, here also the Gemara has all kinds of interesting examples.
What is piety?
What language? What's your mother tongue? What language? Portuguese. No one here speaks Portuguese. Spanish. Let me think for a second. What? Pious is a word in Spanish. Pious.
I'm not
yeah.
Diehard religious.
Yeah, that's
a person who tries to be like extra religious. So if it's false, if it's not real, so then that's destructive.
Wait,
we'll see.
People don't just think he's a bum, they think the religion's worthless. We don't know better. They just think he's a fool. It's a reflection of Hashem. Just deep to ignorant people who don't know. I think we'll see.
That's Mishnah.
I'm just doing filler while
Rabbi's. Okay. Okay.
I don't know what I can. The rest is Portuguese. I don't know.
Okay. There's.
You all call like a vote, then you give it death. It's hard enough when it's in English.
Okay. The Gemara gives us all kinds of examples. We can't go into all of them, but we'll just finish with these. So it says, what are further examples? There are 7 types of people who try to show themselves like they're extra pious, like they're extra big tzaddikim, and they're problematic, they're destructive to the world. Number one is Parush Shichmi. That's a person who circumcises like Shechem. You know, Shechem did circumcisions, but they're not really doing it for the right intent. They're doing it because they figure they'll be able to take as many Jewish women as they can get their hands on. That's why Shechem agreed to circumcise the people of Shechem. So too, a person who does all kinds of piety for the wrong reasons. He wants everyone to think he's pious, and really he's, what? No, these are the examples of what destroys the world.
No, but Shechem did think like that?
Yeah, that's what it says over there. It says it in the Torah. It's not even a Medrash.
They wanted the money too, right, of Jacob.
The money and the girls, yeah. The second example is a person that walks and tries to show he's pious, and he drags his feet on the ground to show his piety. So he never lifts his feet off the ground. He just walks slowly, one foot in front of the other, slowly, like a nebuch, like that. And that's another thing which the Gemara says that doesn't stem from a real place. A real pious person doesn't have to show everyone by dragging his feet to the point where his feet bleed. Remember, they're walking in sandals, where he drags his feet on the ground. So that's the second example the Gemara brings. The third one is someone who says he can't look because there are so many women all around, and he walks in a way that he ends up bumping into walls and bleeding, and he's very happy everyone should see him bleeding because he's so pious. So that's the third example. The fourth example is a person who always walks around with his head looking down because he can't look around because no one's pious enough for him. No one's dressed pious enough, so he's he has to look down. So that's the fourth example. Look, no. The Gemara says it's not good. Real piety doesn't mean you walk around like that. If he always has to be looking like this, there's a problem. There's a world out there. So that's the fourth example. The fifth example the Gemara brings is a guy who says, tell me what I have to do so I'll do it. So the Gemara asks, what's wrong with that? So the Gemara says, what he's saying is, what's left to do? He's saying as though, I did everything I had to do. He presents himself as someone who's done everything, so he's like, he's perfect. So that's another person that's false piety. Then the Gemara says two examples, which the Gemara says, don't list these two. What are the two examples? Someone who says, he's careful in mitzvos because he's scared of God, and someone who says he's scared to do mitzvos because he wants the reward. So Abaye and Rava come and say, don't list those two in your listing, because those two are okay. If you're doing it out of fear, if you're doing it because you want reward, that's okay. You can't say that's wrong. With time, I'll grow into it. That's not so bad. So that's what Chafetz Chaim is quoting here. That the Talmud over here says that Abaye and Rava said, don't list those two. Because it's okay if a person does things with the intent that he'll grow into it. Right now he's doing it for reward or because he's scared of punishment and he'll grow into it. That's fine. So we have here 3 quotes, and the Chafetz Chaim says we have to rectify the 3 quotes. Quote number 1 was our Gemara that says if you say you're donating something to charity because you want the merits, you want the world to come or you want your kid to live, that's a perfect tzaddik. Quote number 2 says, do things because if you do it for the wrong intent, but with time you'll grow into the right intent. So that seems to say it's not good if you're doing it with the intention to benefit in the world to come. So that's the second quote. And then the third quote was from our Gemara in Sota, where the Gemara basically said the same idea. There's nothing so terrible if a person doesn't do it for the right intent in the beginning. He'll grow into it. And that's why they said, don't list those two as people who are destructive to the world. That's not the end of the world. So now he's going to have to rectify the three sources, and that we'll pick up with Bezat Shem next time.
Can you repeat what the first of those last two...